Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. Union government says 49% of the Ayushman cards are issued to women, and out of 7.79 crore hospital admissions, around 3.61 crores are utilized by women. Chumukidima Deputy Commissioner holds crucial meeting on restoration works of NH29, issues fresh travel advisory. Nagaland Chief Secretary Dr. Alam holds virtual briefing with all line departments on Pradhan Mantri Jan Jatiya Unnat Gram Abhiyan. And Mukokchung Municipal Council directs all concerned dog owners to comply with existing dog registration and proper control of dogs, rules and regulation 2017. Now the news in detail. Union government has said that 49% of the Ayushman cards are issued to women, and out of 7.79 crore hospital admissions, around 3.61 crores are utilized by women. Health Ministry said, in terms of Ayushman cards creation, Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, Bihar and Maharashtra are top performing states, and in terms of utilization, Tamil Nadu, Karnataka, Andhra Pradesh and Kerala are the top performers. Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana, APPMJY, aims to provide health cover of 5 lakh rupees per family per year for secondary and tertiary care hospitalization to approximately 55 crore beneficiaries, corresponding to 12.37 crore families, constituting the bottom 40% of India's population. States and UTs implementing APPMJY have further expanded the beneficiary base at their own cost. APPMJY has also expanded in its beneficiary base and provides cover to ASHA workers, Anganwadi workers and helpers, transgenders and building and construction workers beneficiaries. The government has recently given approval to extend the benefits to senior citizens of the age of 70 years and above, irrespective of their economic status. This is expected to benefit nearly 6 crore senior citizens of the age of 70 years or more. As of 1st September, a total of 29,648 hospitals, including 12,696 private hospitals, have been empaneled under the scheme. Jumukidima Deputy Commissioner Paulan John today held a review meeting with the officials in regard to the removal of overhanging rocks, restoration of two-lane works and travel advisory along the National Highway 29 at his office. ADC Metsifema, EAC Sidikima, Police, Traffic, PWD NH, leaders of Jumukidima and new Jumukidima villages, CPO, CYO, General Manager Dimapur PMU, NHI DCL, and contractors attended a Ravi meeting. They discussed on how to solve specific problems and take steps and actions on restoration. In a partial modification of earlier travel advisories, the Office of the Deputy Commissioner, Jumukidima, Nagaland, has issued a new advisory regarding the National Highway 29 at Tsitukru Range Baglapaha stretch between Chade Bridge, Patkai Junction and New Jumukidima Village. The DC said that a highway has now been opened to all traffic with movements regulated under a one-way traffic system managed by Jumukidima Traffic Police. He also informed the Jumukidima town, Old Jackade, the new Jumukidima route via Old Jumukidima Village Road will remain closed to all forms of traffic from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. He said this advisory will take effect from 6 a.m. tomorrow and will remain in place until further notice. Nagaland Chief Secretary Dr. J. Alam held a virtual briefing with all the line departments on Pradhan Mantri Jan Jatiya Unnat Gram Abhiyan, PMJUGA, at the conference hall, Nagaland Civil Secretariat, Kohima today. Chairing the meeting virtually from Delhi, the Chief Secretary said that PMJUGA is a very important project, especially for Nagaland as the total population is tribal concentrated, and also urged all line departments to take advantage of the scheme and projects, their proposals and requirements properly. Alam also urged all line departments to use social media platforms effectively and spread the information regarding the appeal. Alam also instructed the Directorate of Information and Public Relations to widely disseminate the information amongst the intended beneficiary population in particular and the public in general to enable maximum awareness generation about the appeal. Secretary Tribal Affairs Angelina Dutchin said the scheme will cover 608 villages covering all the 16 districts in Nagaland to improve the socio-economic condition of tribal communities. This news comes to you from Akashvani, Kohima. The Mukokchung Municipal Council, MMC, has directed all concerned dog owners within its jurisdiction to comply with the existing dog registration and proper control of dogs rules and regulation 2017 for effective management of dogs. MMC has advised the pet owners to ensure that their pets are not a source of nuisance to others and also advise to make every effort to keep their dogs quiet, particularly during night hours. Pet owners have been asked to ensure that their pets are healthy and clean. It also asks them to ensure proper health care and regular vaccinations. The MMC said the law provides penalties for negligence of pet owners, which the aggrieved parties can avail of. It also stated that the law of the land protects the rights of known humans, while killing of another person's dog or any other pet deliberately is a cognizable offence under Section 428 and Section 429 of the IPC. Meanwhile, ADC and Chief Executive Officer, MMC, Chamlamo Humzoe, has informed that a yearly dog registration cum vaccination drive for the year 2024-25 under Mukokchung Town will be conducted on 27 and 28 of this month. The Northeast Students' Organization, NESO, has expressed outrage over the Supreme Court's decision to close criminal proceedings against the military personnel involved in the Oting massacre, where 14 civilians were killed by 21 Bara special forces in Mon district of Nagaland on December 4, 2021. Despite a thorough investigation by the Special Investigation Team, SIT, which implicated 30 soldiers, the Union government has not granted prosecution sanctions. NESO called the ruling a denial of justice and warned that this decision deepens the region's sense of alienation. They renewed their demand for the prosecution of the accused and a repeal of the Armed Forces Special Powers Act, which they said perpetuates violence and impunity in the Northeast. Deputy Commissioner Noklak has informed that unauthorized gathering of large crowds of spectators, photographing and videography in the helipad during the landing and takeoff of helicopter is strictly prohibited. He said it is done with regard to the helicopter service personnel safety concern as the reckless behavior poses a substantial risk to both the helicopter and the spectators. The service personnel have been cautioned to adopt and enhance safety and security measures for helipad operations in order to ensure the safety and security of all individuals and aircrafts operating in the area. He also prohibited unauthorized access to the helipad area, saying that spectators are not allowed within a 300 meters radius of the helipad during landing and takeoff. He said only authorized personnel with valid identification shall be permitted within the helipad perimeter. The Union government is offloading onions in the wholesale market to reduce the prices of the bulbs. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Secretary Department of Consumer Affairs Niti Khare said there is sufficient quantity of onion in the buffer stock and the sowing of onion in the Kharif season has been good. She said government is keeping a close eye on the prices of onions. She said government is selling onions in the retail market at a subsidized rate of 35 rupees per kilogram. Nagaland Cricket Association, NCA, held its second Achievers Night in Chumkidima recently. Kulo Lorin, Chairman NITC and Director, Tetsu College, speaking as special guest, said that the present cricket team in the state is not only making marks nationally but also dominating in so many categories while giving opportunities to women's cricket. Comparing to any other sports in Nagaland, Lorin said cricketers should lead the way, and if they can succeed, they will pave the path for every other sports associations to look for sports as professional career. Individual and team awards for the tenure 2023-24 were presented to players of under 15, under 16, under 19 and under 23 in both men and women categories. And now to the news, here are the headlines again. Union government says 49% of the Ayushman cards are issued to women, and out of 7.79 crore hospital admissions, around 3.61 crores are utilized by women. Jumugidima Deputy Commissioner holds crucial meeting on restoration works of NH29, issues fresh travel advisory. Nagaland Chief Secretary Dr. Alam holds virtual briefing with all line departments on Pradhan Mantri Jan Jatiya Unnat Gram Abhiyan. And Mukuchung Municipal Council directs all concerned dog owners to comply with existing dog registration and proper control of dogs rules and regulation 2017. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.